back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, True TV has a new hit on its hands. No need to put out the fire being generated from this comedy. Tacoma FD.
Very nice.
Nice one.
Very nice.
Nice one.
Did you write that yourself?
I did. I did it for you guys.
Very beautiful.
I love that. Tacoma FD is a new project from comedians Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy. You know those names because of their touring show and their podcast. And, of course, they are two of the members of the famed comedy troupe Broken Lizard. Broken Lizard has been making movies for now over 20 years, including Super Troopers and Beer Fest, just to name a few. But Heffernan and Lemmy, they have branched out to do TV, the half-hour comedy. Tacoma FD follows one firehouse in Tacoma, which is one of the country's rainiest cities.
Yeah.
So most firefighter shows on TV are about, well, fighting fires. But this comedy is what they do between calls. The comedy has all the hijinks that you have come to expect from Kevin and Steve, but also adds new elements for the small screen. The guys were just in town for shows at Thalia Hall in Pilsen, and they're in studio tonight, Extension 720. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. How you doing? It's been a year.
Yeah, you guys came in last time for Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
It's a treat to be able to see you guys do the work, because the work once you get to know your work, it's very similar to the other projects. It's also unique in the sense that it's a different medium. It's a different discipline.
Yeah.
Where does this idea come from, and why TV?
Well, I don't know. We've been trying to get on TV for a long time. You know, they say it's the golden age of TV right now.
Why TV? Because TV is sweet.
Yeah. Honestly, also, I mean, there came a time recently where they make fewer movies now, right? The studios are making fewer movies, and it's harder to get movies made. And TV seems to be a medium that's more accessible now.
It's never been easy for you guys to make movies. I mean, even from the beginning of Super Troopers, it was all about making your own way, doing your own thing. So what is similar in Tacoma FD in that respect of making your own thing, going your own way?
Well, I mean, I think it does go back to the fact that just nobody has ever handed us anything. You know, it's always us generating. Nobody brings us a project. We always bring it to them. And so, you know, we kind of walked it backwards. We knew last year that we had Super Troopers 2 coming out, and we thought to ourselves, what do we have to do to finally get on TV? What is it that people really like about us? And we thought, well, it's our mustaches.
Yeah, of course.
So what other professions have mustaches? Firefighters have mustaches. They have really good mustaches.
This is the cynical version of the...
It sure is. And then we said, okay, well... So what is it about the Super Troopers that's so fun? Well, they're, you know, on the most deserted stretch of highway in the country. Mm-hmm. What's the equivalent of that for firefighters? How about the rainiest city in the country? And we were in Tacoma doing live comedy shows when we thought of that. And we were like, why not Tacoma?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
You know, at first I think we were like, well, let's do Seattle. And then we were like, no. Let's not do Seattle.
It's too big of a city.
Everybody does Seattle.
It's so
everybody.
Shonda Rhimes does Seattle. Let's do the underdogs. Let's do Tacoma. And also because all like the Seattle people, like when we would play in Seattle and tell them we were going over to Tacoma, they'd be like, they'd make fun of Tacoma. And that's, we always like to be in the position of the underdog.
Right, right. I know your guys' story very well. And I think back to some of the interviews we've done in the past just about when you guys started as Broken Lizard. And the idea of trying to get MTV's attention in New York City, or trying to get everyone, trying to get a TV show.
Yeah,
essentially,
yeah,
that was the idea of Broken Lizard to begin with. So it is fitting that you guys are on TV or finally gotten this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, we have been trying for a long time. And Kevin and I think you tallied it up, and we had sold something like, you know, 12 to 15 projects over the last 10 years or something like that. And it ranges, you know, all of them. I mean, we've sold to HBO, Comedy Central, NBC, ABC, Fox. I mean, we've sold to everybody. And, you know, they're always like, yeah, we need something outside the box. That's where you guys come in. And then they don't really want that, you know. And so, and, you know, you're sitting there watching all these great TV shows get made and all these great outlets and, you know, the streaming services, all these places having all this stuff. And so, you know, it's... we've been trying for a while.
That's a great point. I think a lot of people who are listening right now may not be aware of how much you guys sell and how much you guys work without seeing a final product, without seeing the HBO show that will be Steve and Kevin or whatever it might be. But there's a lot that happens as writers and actors and producers behind the scenes where you're making a living, but we don't ever see the light of day.
Yeah, yeah. I think we talk about, like, probably 80% of your time in this business is spent trying to get stuff made, right? Trying to get something done. And so you're always writing. I mean, you're always throwing stuff against the wall. And every year we have multiple projects that we sell in the hopes that one goes, you know, and this one luckily went.
For you guys, the writing process, and I've always loved how you guys write as Broken Lizard. You get together and the amount of work that you do to get the script right.
Yeah.
And, draft after draft after draft after draft. Similar with Tacoma FD and television?
Yeah, this was a new experience, actually, because we actually had a traditional writer's room, which we'd never run before. I mean, essentially we had in that, you know, we always had five guys, yeah. But this was a situation where we hired writers, and some of them with TV experience more than us, and we put together, you know, about seven or eight people, and we ran a writer's room. Actually, Paul Soder, one of the Brooklyn Lizard guys, he was a member of the writer's room, too, and so he was kind of our crutch. But that was kind of different. It was kind of your kind of you have these writers who work for you, and the Broken Lizard guys, that, you know, that's not the way it is with Broken Lizard. You know, we get into a lot of fights and we get into whatever it is. But we were the bosses in this writer room, and
was
so
it hard
it was
not to get in fights with the writers?
No.
That's wonderful.
Well, that was the beautiful thing about it, and you know, and Soder would probably be the first one to admit this, but like in Broken Lizard, there are five chiefs, and so you know the arguments can sometimes just grind everything to a halt. Whereas Paul, you know, freely admitted, he's like, you guys are the bosses. And so, like, there are those times with Paul particularly where you could see that he was ready to dig his heels in and the argument was about to begin. And then it's like, he has to back off. And we were like, this is a great way to work with Broken Lizard. We should just hire Broken Lizard to do stuff. But the funny thing is then it boils down to just the two of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've never really fought. You know, we'll have a lot of creative disagreements, but we don't fight. But I was thinking about something the other day, which was that time there was an issue. I can't remember what the issue was, but like you and I were on different sides of it.
Yeah.
And we went to dinner. We were doing shows, I think, in Seattle.
Yeah.
And it was getting pretty close. Like we were delivering the scripts and we had both been thinking about this thing. And we sat down for a nice steak dinner. And Kevin, before the appetizers have even arrived, he's like, okay, so here's my pitch. And he does the whole pitch. And I knew he was going to pitch this thing. And I was like, I disagree. But it was a really, like, it was a tense one. It was a sore one. And it was like, and the soups got put down. And I think we ate the whole meal. We didn't say another word to each other.
Yeah.
We just sat there and
ate our
meals.
Do you remember that the same way, Kevin?
Yeah, no, it ruined my steak dinner. I look forward to our one steak dinner when we go out on the weekend. And then all we did is sit there in silence.
And then we had a comedy show to do after that. But, that, you know, it's like, I also think the funny thing about this show is that, like, because it's just the two of us, we've actually been much more conscientious of each other. Because I think you and I have apologized to each other more in the last year.
Isn't that nice?
Than we have in our whole Broken Lizard career.
I'm sorry.
That's a great place for us. I'm going to take a break because I want to come back and talk about growing up and your relationship. Because I said at the beginning, 20 plus years of doing Broken Lizard films, but you guys have been performing almost 30 years together. It goes all the way back to college.
Yeah. Young pups.
Yeah. Talk about what the positives and negatives of performing together for three decades. Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy, two of the stars and creators of Tacoma FD, which is on True TV. Mm-hmm. And you can find it. They were just in town at Thalia Hall in Pilsen. We'll continue the conversation here on Extension 720. So stay with us. Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Steve Lemmy, Kevin Heffernan in studio. They are the stars and creator of Tacoma FD, which is a new comedy on True TV. They, of course, also members of Broken Lizard, the comedy troupe that has brought us great movies like Super Troopers, Super Troopers 2, Beer Fest, just to name a few. You guys, as we mentioned right before the break, you've been performing together for 30 years.
Yeah.
As you get this opportunity to continue that relationship on screen, what are the positives and negatives of performing together and writing and creating together for 30 years?
It's kind of cool because we've brought a bunch of new people into our performance world, right? So doing this show, we have a whole new cast outside the Broken Lizard people. And I think that's when you do start appreciating what our relationship is, because people are not familiar with it. Even in Broken Lizard, we have a shorthand, and we have ways we are very critical of each other in a funny way. But, you know, we'll give each other crap or whatever. And I think having new people come into our world accentuates that, and it kind of, you know, it makes it kind of a funny relationship that we have that people are like, oh, okay, look at this relationship.
Yeah, there's a dynamic. We have a dynamic now that that we sometimes play to, you know. And that exists in the show, too. It's like, you know, we're the husband and wife, and, you know, depending on any given day, one is the husband and the other is the wife, and, you know, we'll bicker a little bit. But, you know, a lot of times it is a show. And then another funny thing I thought about our writer's room is that, like in Broken Lizard, when two guys get into a disagreement or a fight, the other guys kind of sit back and get out the popcorn. And, you know, you're just glad it's not you.
Right.
You know, and you're psyched to, you know, and you know whose side you're on, and you know you're like a cobra, you're waiting to pounce and like support your you know whatever you want to get done. But with our writers' room, they like kind of sit back in silence and fear, you know, because we're like it's like
well, it's mom and dad
are going for it again, and it's like, but you know, there are really only a couple of things that I think we actually truly disagreed on. They all, you know, we hashed it out, but then it's funny too because then like one of the writers will just chime in with their, you know, and it's like they don't want to pick a side,
right?
But you know, like, and we actually want them not to even pick a side. We just want somebody to help arbitrate, you know.
Well, in Tacoma FD, it's a great premise, the idea of being firefighters in the rainiest city in America,
yeah.
And a lot of it is about the downtime and the friendships and the relationships of the guys in the firehouse.
Yeah, hijinks.
The hijinks. A lot of hijinks. Yeah. So it plays to that. The comfortability that you see with the characters that are on screen is very similar to the comfortability we see right now, you know, in this radio program. This concept of you guys have worked together for a long time. You're comfortable with each other. You may bicker, you may not, but there's a lack of that inherent sort of stranger conflict
that
you might get in those kind of situations.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what we found with these fire stations anyway. I mean, what we've learned talking to a lot of firefighters is it really is a family. Like, they're in a station, they live there for 24 hours, they sleep together, they cook for each other, they go shopping together, and you realize it really is a family, and it has that comfortable feeling, and I think that's probably why it lends itself to our world, is that, you know, we like to create these kind of good-natured worlds where people can feel like they can come and hang out and be part of something, and I think the firefighter thing has really lent itself to that.
Yeah, and also I think, you know, the firefighters we've spoken to since the show has come out have remarked that it's a more accurate a depiction of a real firehouse and firefighting life than the shows that are on TV now.
Like Chicago Fire. What about Chicago Fire?
Well, Chicago Fire, they're like, you know, you got these guys in like, you know, they're like really good looking and they just cry a lot. And, you know, and the makeup on their face is like
glistening soot.
Yeah, like with some sparkles in it.
There's no glistening soot in Tacoma FD.
No, although we told them we would, for budget reasons, we would only fight a fire once a season. And so we have one fire in season one.
Yeah. Because
that's all we could pay for.
You know, in Chicago, they do Chicago fire scenes all over on remote. And so you'll be stopped at an intersection and there'll be this disaster scene. You're like, what's happened?
Yeah.
And then now we're at the point where we're like, oh, it's just Chicago fire. Like, we just know now because so maybe you want to add that into budget because at least it causes a stir at the beginning.
Well, that's what happened. You know, unfortunately, we were filming Tacoma FD during the Woolsey fires.
Which are the wildfires out in L.A.
Yeah, the big fire, the really bad fires out there. And they're probably like 5 miles away from where we were shooting. We could see the smoke. And there was this one day we were shooting just scenes where the fire truck is going to a fire. And so we were out on the street shooting. And there was somebody parked next to our truck. He was in an SUV. He had like a USA jacket on. And I was riding shotgun. He looked up at me and he saw the truck. And he said, you guys came all the way from Tacoma to fight this fire, to help fight? And I was like, yeah.
What could you say?
I didn't want to.
I mean, don't burst the guy's bubble.
I didn't want to burst his bubble.
It's a long, right? It's too much explanation for the little time you have.
We're just actors. It's a show. Yeah. It's going to be on True
TV.
True TV.
It's a 7-episode arc.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's they play Impractical Jokers. Yeah, it's like channel 10,432. You know that. So he was like, right on, man, right on. So we got some goodwill for the Tacoma Fire Department.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's PR.
For you guys, you talked a little bit about growing up.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you see your comedy evolve, the mustaches have stayed the same, and they're very good-looking mustaches.
Thank you, Justin.
But, you know, the characters are familiar because it is very similar to what you guys did with Broken Lizard, a little bit with Super Troopers.
Yeah.
But there is this maturation process for you guys and the characters. Is that come from you as actors, as comedians, as writers, or is that particular for these specific characters?
I think it's circumstances, too. Like I hate to say this, but, you know, I realize, and we realize this, that, you know, as we're shooting this TV show, we're the same age as Bill Paxton was when we made Club Dread. So we're like the older guys now. And you feel that, right? When you feel that going into the show, that we're the grown-ups, we're the more mature, older characters.
We're the O'Hagans.
Yeah, we're the O'Hagans.
I think
that's kind of a weird thing, but it also sets the tone for what we do here at the station, you know?
Yeah, but then I also think that, like, there's no maturation actually happening because, like,
there's still a lot of fart jokes.
Well, you know, here's, and we've talked about this a lot. When we were sitting down to write Tacoma FD, we set out to say, we were going to tell the writers, we're not doing any more dick jokes. Mm-hmm. And because the thing is, when we made Super Troopers,
because we've grown up,
and Puddle Cruiser, there are no dick jokes in those movies.
Yeah,
those are, and there are no fart jokes in those movies. It's just pure comedy,
right?
Without any of that stuff. And then as we got into later films and stuff, we started to do more dick jokes. I think even as we got into, like, stand-up comedy, like, you just started to do that stuff.
Yeah.
And so then it was, you know, with Tacoma FD, we're like, let's not do that anymore. But it's, you know, the floodgate.
Well, when you talk to firefighters, a lot of them, they have a lot of dick stories.
Yeah.
So then you end up in that world.
Right. There's something great, and you really caught a cultural moment with Super Troopers and Beer Fest. And, you know, there was a college audience that really identified, that enjoyed it, that was where you guys were. I mean, that's unbelievable. Yeah. And that you look back at the pantheon of comedic groups and everything in between, you will see that Broken Lizard had a connection with that college audience probably bigger than a lot of the well-known comedy groups of our time.
Yeah.
So do you continue with that? Does your audience grow old, or are you continuing to try and get that college kid to watch Tacoma FD?
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, you know, when Super Troopers came in, that was like 2002.
Yeah.
The viral video hadn't really happened yet, you know, or that wasn't a thing. And so, you know, that was DVDs. And I think, and there wasn't a glut of TV shows and, you know, independent films yet, so it was, that was a version of going viral, and that was certainly something that had a grassroots growth to it. You know, we have people come to our live shows now that are second generation. They're like, oh yeah, my Uncle Joey turned me on to your stuff. And you know, we have families come to our shows now, and you know, it's just, not that we're doing family friendly material, but it's just, they're dirty families, you know. And
I think it's also cool though, because with this TV show, you know, we made a conscious effort. We're a little older now, but we wrote younger characters to join our world, which is intentional, and to bring other people in. And also, being on True TV, they have kind of a very young demographic in the sense of this Impractical Joker stuff and whatever. And what we're finding is that there is a younger audience that's discovering this show and then discovering us through this show, which is kind of interesting and weird. You know?
Well, it was, you know, it's, I don't know if you know this, but we're the number one new comedy series for 18 to 34.
That's how you present it, right? I don't know if you know this.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard this. Did you know this? We're the number one new comedy series for the demographic 18 to 34. Did you know that that's the most important demographic? Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it is.
But they are. You're talking about the young, you know, that we are reaching a younger audience now with this show, which is kind of a cool.
Yeah,
it's a whole new thing, I think. You know, countless people have been like, "Oh, I watched a show," and then went back and discovered your movies, which is kind of interesting.
Well, here's the real groundbreaking thing that I think we did is we wrote a lead female character.
It's a first for you guys.
It is a first.
Yeah, and she's awesome. It's you know, it's Hassie Harris, and she plays his daughter.
I know. That's a whole other thing.
His 24-year-old daughter on the show. I know, you're playing a dad.
I know.
Jeez.
Well, this show, and it's great to, you know, Paul shows up on it for a couple episodes, and he's also in the writer's room. Mm-hmm. It does feel very Broken Lizard, and that's because of you guys being really at the core of what Broken Lizard has done for so many years.
And the mustaches.
And the mustaches.
Yeah.
You guys have done a lot of projects without the ensemble. Do you like it? Do you yearn to be back together with the five? I mean, what, after so many years together and doing independent projects without, how does that feel for you guys as creators?
We definitely love it, like being with the guys. And I think Super Troopers 2 last year reinforced that. You know, it had been a while since we made a movie together. And we had a blast making that movie. We had a blast promoting that movie. And I think there's still this intent to go and keep making movies with those guys. But like anything else, it's nice to work with new people. And the people we've discovered on this show are people we never would have worked with before. And it's really pretty fun to dabble in that, you know. So I think it's a nice mixture, you know.
And the other thing I think, too, is that, you know, with Broken Lizard, we've never made TV. We've only made the movies. And TV in and of itself is something that's incredibly satisfying because, you know, when you make a movie, it's, you know, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, maybe even more, and you're telling one story, and you're really focused on every single word.
Everything's super precious.
Yeah, and that's why you get into those creative disagreements, whereas in TV, every Monday you show up, and it's like, okay, well, we're shooting this new episode today. Oh, we're shooting the Full Moon episode today, or we're shooting the Fire episode.
Essentially, we made three movies within the same time period. It's just more material. It's more fun.
Yeah, we shot 10 weeks, though, and really, they're just little bite-sized pieces of comedy, and so it stays fresh, and you aren't as precious because you are shooting for 10 weeks and so many different episodes. You're trying so many different things out, and so it's something we haven't done with Broken Lizard. And I think we would like to, you know, make a TV series with Broken Lizard.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'd love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's great to see you guys. And
thanks,
thank
Justin.
You for coming through. And Tacoma FD, the new show, and I don't know if you've heard this, but it's number one new comedy
show.
Did you hear that? 18 to 34.
Did you tell him that?
I know. That.
That's a really important demographic, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're the disposable income demographic.
18 to 34.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy are the stars and creators of Tacoma FD, which is on True TV. Thanks, guys, for stopping by.
Thank you.